What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Avery.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that dog was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey everybody, you know in the early 70s I drove tour bus for the Grand Funk Railroad. I'm Mike, that's Tommy.
Hello everyone.
Kevin is not here, whereabouts unknown, but welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, Infinitive Mighty Ducks Podcast. We are back giving you another episode. As I mentioned last week, we have some guests coming up. I'm excited about them. We should have two in the coming weeks here. Very exciting guests, so stay tuned for that. Kevin, who knows what he's doing? As I said, he's so
last time we spoke to Kevin, he was in New Orleans. I don't know if he's made it back from New Orleans. New Orleans is a fun city, as we all know. So let's see if we can get Kevin to tell us where he actually is.
Yeah. If you live in New Orleans and see a guy with long hair and an outrageous jacket, it's probably Kevin. So tell him to get back home and get back on the podcast because we could use him.
No, right. We don't really need him.
That's true. Anyway, we got some follow-ups to last week's episode. A lot of interest in Guy's dad. We got some theories there. And then we have kind of a quiet question that evolved on Twitter that I would like to get your take on here. But a lot of the Quackalites came in with nominees. We said we were trying to cast Guy/Fulton's dad. If you don't know about that, go listen to the previous episode. It will be in the show notes. You'll definitely need that for reference here as we talk about Guy's dad. So we had 8 nominations from the Quackalites, and we'll just go through him, pick some finalists, and see what the Quackalites think from there. So first up, Sarah nominated Val Kilmer, age 61. Good hair. I do like that. Is he maybe too good looking for this?
Let's get the full 8 and then we'll break it down.
Okay. All right. So Air Lemaire says Phil Hartman, RIP. I don't know if he's allowed to be in it.
Wow, what a drag on this episode. Phil Hartman's ghost.
Yeah.
Is his brother Butch Hartman, or they just happen to have the same last name? I don't know. Air Lemaire. Shame on you, and shame on you, Mike, for bringing that up.
Wow. Tommy is very offended right now. Let's just move on before this whole podcast goes down in flame. Matt had 3 nominations here. Gary Sinise, age 66. John Voight, age 82. And Jonathan Banks, age 74. Jonathan Banks, probably best known as Mike Ehrmantraut in Breaking Bad, but you might know him from other stuff. Chef Jojo had a couple. Kurt Russell, age 70. Patrick Duffy, age 72. And then Joyce Ng, 61, with J.K. Simmons, age 66. So I'll recap and remove the guy who shall not be named, because I don't want to anger Tommy again.
Phil Hartman, beloved actor and voice actor.
Yes. Let's move on. Again, the full list here. Val Kilmer.
And the one that we mentioned, trying to remember his name. After I spent time looking it up, do you have it offhand, Mike?
The one that we threw out one,
but he was a little bit too young, but I guess we don't even need to talk about that.
Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah,
we can add him on. Yeah, we'll add him on from I don't remember what show he was on now.
He was on a couple seasons of Shameless as like Fiona's older lover.
So he is 57. He is the youngest of our group. So I was going to put him in youngest to oldest order. I'll try to do it here. They are not on my list, youngest to oldest. But again, the 8, we have Dermot Mulroney, 57. Val Kilmer, 61. Gary Sinise, 66. J.K. Simmons, also 66. Kurt Russell, 70. Patrick Duffy, 72. Jonathan Banks, 74. And John Voight, 82. Anybody stick out to you there, Tommy?
A couple do for different reasons. And the first one is John Voight, just because he's older. So I think he could be like an older guy who was like, didn't mean to, you know, get their mom pregnant, something like that. It's just kind of like ran out on him. And John Voight, I think, could kind of be like a deadbeat pretty easily. And so I think he would play that role pretty well. And so that jumped out to me. He's also an Academy Award winner. So, you know, he can act. Doesn't really strike me as like having that great head of hair, though, which is kind of a prerequisite. And so Val Kilmer was, I think, a really strong nomination. He might be, he's a hair young, but being 61, I think that means he would have had the kids at like 17. So you could definitely could have done like the whole, you know, not ready for, you know, to be a dad kind of thing. J.K. Simmons is pretty good. Again, the hair.
Yeah.
But I think you could kind of weave it in, like, because I think he's like shaved head now. Like, he's not in the J. Jonah Jameson, you know, flat top era. So he can kind of be like, this will be you one day, you know, kind of like, you're like, enjoy the hair while it lasts, young men. You know, so I think you could play into that. And he's also an Academy Award winner. So those three kind of jumped out to me. In terms of Kurt Russell, I think maybe he's a little bit too nice. You know, but I think he would be like the cool dad, if you will. And so, like, he comes around. It's like kind of like
Evan's dad.
Yeah, kind of like Evan's dad. He only shows up every 3 months, if that, every 6 months. When he does, it's a great weekend of like going to the fair and like going to watch, you know, going to a pool hall, things like that. But not the guy who's going to go to your hockey game. So those kind of jumped out to me. And the other four, trying to read my handwriting. Oh, Jonathan Banks. I don't know. He is best known for Mike Ehrmantraut. And I think maybe I'm just kind of thinking of his character too much, but I don't think he'd run out on his family. Another bald guy. So you'd have the bald jokes.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise, you know, I just don't see it, even though I think Gary Sinise is a great actor. I think Gary Sinise is maybe a little bit too small, because like Fulton's a big dude. Now, again, I'm thinking of, you know, Gary Sinise from like Forrest Gump and, you know, Apollo 13. And I don't see Gary Sinise as like a Minnesota kind of guy, but hell, maybe he's from Minnesota. Maybe he's just that great of an actor. So those are some of like my first instincts there. And Gary Sinise was actually born in Illinois. So yeah, he could play the Midwestern then. But Mike, wanted to see what some of your initial thoughts were.
Yeah. As you mentioned, J.K. Simmons and Jonathan Banks, it would definitely have to be a plot point. Like, it would have to be addressed that they are bald and these other dudes have great heads of hair. So I don't know if it would, I think J.K. would do, you know, a good job. But yeah, I don't know if he fits Dermot, great head of hair, but as we mentioned, kind of young. I do like Val a lot, but he's young too. So, yeah,
so I like Jonathan Banks as maybe being the uncle. So maybe being the brother of Val Kilmer, either like the older brother who had to help raise him, or the younger brother of John Voight, who's like, hey, you ran out on them, I cleaned up your mistake, you know, I gave up my 20s to raise your kid or whatever, something like that.
Yeah. Who you haven't talked about, Patrick Duffy, might be a good call there. Age 72. So he's well within the range there. Not too old, not too young. He's got some decent hair.
He's got good hair. And I think he could play like a, not a slime ball, but maybe like kind of running out on, like he like grew up in a diner or something. Like he definitely has like, yeah, some Hawks vibes to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he was like, you know, again, kind of like he was wealthy or something and, you know, had these kids out of wedlock and there you go. And he just kind of sends some child support and he's like a dad of one of the Hawks now. And so there's that plot point.
Oh.
And so like he's trying to keep that quiet, or does he like reconcile with, you know, Fulton and Gee? So I think if you were to have Patrick Duffy, he would need to be a current Hawk dad. And maybe a bit of a player, something like that. But you know, he's someone who could do it. And I think he'd also be the kind of guy that like you would enjoy kind of not cheering for,
mm-hmm.
being like he's a deadbeat. And so like having Jonathan Banks being the brother is like, I think could also work with Patrick Duffy. And like again, you'd have like Patrick Duffy's like, well, I got the hair, you got the ears or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, going back to your Kurt Russell point, he might be like a little too nice. Like, I don't know his whole filmography, but he seems just like a wholesome type of face and whatnot. So maybe he's not believable in that way. But I do like this whole aspect that he's got a whole new family and he like stayed in the area to sort of like keep tabs on his other kids while he's, you know, a decent dad for these new kids. But yeah, I think we need to start sort of eliminating people here. So are we okay with the Baldies staying in, or do we think we just need to cut them?
I think John Banks, Jonathan Banks is eliminated as the dad.
Okay.
But I do want him to have a role.
Okay.
So he's eliminated from Father Talk. And I think Dermot Mulroney is also eliminated. He's just too young. That's my fault for suggesting him for the role. But he could be maybe, I'd also like to get him in the Mighty Ducks series universe in some capacity. He could be like Bombay's older cousin.
Nice. I talk about Gary Sinise, 5'9". I do think he's a little too small there. Good call.
Yeah.
There.
I think Gary Sinise is eliminated there.
All right. So we're down to the final five with Val Kilmer, John Voight, Kurt Russell, Patrick Duffy, and J.K. Simmons. Are we cutting old Kurt here for being too nice?
Yeah. And I think, you know, what's interesting is Aaron Schwartz, who played Carp, was like Kurt Russell's younger body double.
Right.
And so we know who Carp's family is, but maybe there's some kind of role for Kurt Russell to be like the Carp's dad nowadays or something like that. They bring it back, like he got into shape or something. And
interesting. Yeah. Cause they, so for those that don't know, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Aaron Schwartz was basically like the facial model for a younger Kurt Russell. And they used his face as like sort of the model for the CGI when they had to do flashback scenes and stuff like that. So there's a connection there. I do. Yeah. Yeah. There's a backstory that we need to get into, but that's for a different day.
And Kurt Russell's married to Goldie Hawn. So she could be like Carp's mom. And it's like, you have this like power couple and their son is Carp.
Yeah. I do,
but
like
that. But now Aaron Schwartz is obviously, he grew up, he's, you know, a very good looking man. So it's like he grew into his Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn genes there.
Yeah. And then you'd have to explain away, you know, the chubby bearded guy in D1 who seems to be Carp's dad or guardian. Maybe that's an uncle, or maybe, you know, Carp reconnects with his real family, you know, later on in life, which is Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. There's a, yeah, there, like we said, there's a whole story there somewhere. So we're down to four here. Are we going to cut it to three and then let the quack lights? Are we going down to two? Where do you want to leave?
Let's keep it at four.
Oh,
so we've got Val Kilmer, John Voight, Patrick Duffy, and J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
And so Val Kilmer, we've kind of said, oh, he has him when he's 17, you know, doesn't really know how to be a dad. John Voight has him like when he's like 37, he's a deadbeat and he's like, didn't want to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Duffy, was he cheated on his wife with Gian Fulton's mom, covered it up, he's given them money, and now he's a Hawk's dad. So those are three, you know, prospective storylines. But J.K. Simmons, what's the story there for J.K. Simmons if we were to cast him as the dad?
Yeah, I think it goes back to our sort of initial theory. You know, he just ran out on him. Maybe they connect later in life. And it's surprising because JK is bald and they have this great head of hair. And so he goes to the Guy and Connie's wedding and sort of seems to be a little reformed, but he did some terrible things in the past and doesn't know. It's like, how do you rectify, you know, what you did with the past and how do you make up for it now? And there's that whole sort of conflict there. And I don't know if you can at this point. So That's how I see JK.
I like it.
So there you go. We'll put up a poll, Twitter, Facebook, on our website, that kind of stuff. Vote for your casting for Guy and Fulton's dad. Again, Val Kilmer, John Voight, Patrick Duffy, J.K. Simmons. Who should be Guy/Fulton's dad? And let's move on here as we come up on the halfway point of the episode. So we'll run through this theory. So Stevie Yanks sent me a theory. Quacklight Stevie Yanks, well known. Quack Question of the Year winner, I believe. So at some point. So he sent me this theory. He likes to send me things like on Facebook voice memos that are like 45 seconds. So he'll send like five of them in a row. Like, God forbid you just send me 1.5 minutes of audio. But anyway, let's move on. So he says Fulton knows he's Guy's brother, but Guy doesn't know Fulton is his brother. And that is why Fulton really stays at Eden Hall. You know, he doesn't go with Charlie. He stays because he wants to be sort of a silent protector and look over Guy. And, you know, that's why he's going to these games in D1. And he's sort of hanging around with these kids, but he's not necessarily part of the crew. And then, you know, he lives out his brother fantasy with Portman as the Bash brother. Like, that's how he gets the quote unquote brother there. And then he says, Stevie Yanks says, Connie probably knows because, you know, Connie and Guy probably talked about it at some point when they were hanging out with each other, when Guy and Connie were on a break. But do they tell Guy? Has Guy figured it out? We don't really know. But just thoughts on this theory that Fulton may know before, you know, the dad drops the bomb on him at the wedding.
I think it's a good theory. I think it really does explain why Fulton would go to these games. You know, in D1, you know, they see him in the stands. He's just there by himself. I could imagine like if it was like a Patrick Duffy type or something like that, I don't know. If like the dad, like Fulton finds out who the dad is and kind of confronts him and he says, don't tell your brother whatever you do. And I will like pay for your college or something like that. And like, I'll make sure like that you get seen by all these football scouts. I don't know. And so Fulton is very conflicted, having not grown up with a dad. He's like showing the dad loyalty, but he's also trying to show Guy loyalty. And so he wants to, you know, tell Guy so badly. And I think Connie finds out just because of like weird circumstance. Not necessarily through like dating through the grapevine or whatever. Like, she finds out like before Eden Hall, kind of before if she and Guy went on a break after Eden Hall. Just because she sees like Fulton like in Duxworth's lawyer's office or something with the dad doing some kind of like, you know, trust fund or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But she definitely sees that. I do like it though. I think that it makes sense for what we know about Fulton. He wouldn't like, you know, break his dad's heart or something like that, or think he was breaking his dad's heart. And all it kind of depends on, does the dad already have a relationship with Guy? And by not saying something to Guy, Fulton is not breaking up Guy's family or something like that.
Yeah, I think the key here is Fulton has to figure this out and make contact with the dad. So I guess the dad's still got to be around in some aspect, or Fulton has to figure this out before he's really an adult, which I don't know like how he would do that unless the dad came back around.
So maybe it's something where, let's say the dad is Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Val Kilmer is involved with Gee's life. He's Gee's dad. He's married to Gee's mom. And we're going to say that's biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
Val Kilmer is still giving like $500 a month to like Fulton's, you know, mom or whatever. Are we, if we're going with the twins, or maybe they're just half brothers, if they're just half brothers, this is how it works. Like, so he gives her like $500 a month, and Fulton's always like, where are you getting that money from, etc. And so one day he kind of like follows the postman, or like he like stays up late and watches to see who drops off the money.
I like this. So the dad still has some regret here, and he's trying to, you know, he knows he can't like make up for it at all, but he's trying to do what he can. Fulton, yeah, I guess Fulton as a street kid, maybe he just like sort of constantly finds money and he doesn't know how, or he has some sort of bank account that he figures out he has where it's being deposited in. So I do like this. Yeah, he follows, and then, you know, Connie, you know, walks in on something that's happening. I do like this as the like a Mighty Ducks. I was gonna say like 1.5, but it might even be before that. It's like a 0.5. Like, it's a whole sort of prequel action that we can really get into.
Are we saying that, you know, Val Kilmer and the mom, to be determined who the actress would be?
True.
Are we saying that Gee and Fulton are twins, or just half brothers?
This is tough, because like twins would be the easiest.
Okay. So here it is.
Okay.
You've got Val Kilmer and the mom. They're 17. They're like seniors in high school. They give birth, and it's like, we can't afford two kids. We can make one kid work. And so they give up Fulton for adoption. And so they keep Gee. And Fulton, though, on his way to the, you know, adoption, to the orphanage or adoption agency, you know, kind of gets lost, and that's where he kind of lives in this alley where he's raised by dogs. In reality, he's raised by like a kindly old woman,
right?
But he always says his best friends are dogs, and so that's how you can explain like the separate thing, because they couldn't afford it, and now Val Kilmer has a lot of regret giving money, and you know, maybe Gee's mom is not as curious, or it could be that they lied to Gee's mom and said, oh no, there was only ever one kid, or like. The other one died or something.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe that's what they said. They told Gee's mom that, you know, the other one, Fulton, he died. And so just so she wouldn't worry about having to like raise two kids when they can only afford one.
Yeah. Okay.
And Val Kilmer feels guilty because he knows.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It sort of fills in some gaps with Fulton's backstory. Like he can still talk to dogs, but he's not like just solely cared for by dogs. Especially when he's younger. So yeah, there's a lot to process here, but I think we cracked the case. Thank you to Stevie Yanks. Thank you to Tommy. This has got real deep, a real kind of dark, but I think we're coming out on the other side. There's sort of a happy ending on the other side here, but I look forward to seeing what the Quackalites have to add and what they think about this whole thing. So let's move on. Now to the Quack question. You asked us questions on Facebook, through Twitter, email, Discord, all of that good stuff. We picked the best ones, try to answer them. I don't know if this was a true Quack question. I guess the first question was, but this Quack question comes from at Greg Van Ripper or Van Riper. I don't know, R-I-P-E-R.
Riper? Say Ripper, I like that a lot more.
All right, Greg Van Ripper. And we got some help from at MichaelDF88 on this. There was a whole Twitter thread. But the question is, would Gordon have had a strong case if he decided to sue Ducksworth for wrongful termination? So this is obviously D1. Ducksworth makes the threat. Are you prepared to lose your job over some kids? We're assuming Gordon loses his job here. But as I said, MichaelDF88. Not convinced Gordon actually gets fired here. obviously you have Lewis the driver. He still shows up in the championship scene. So there's some question about who's paying for Lewis. Is Lewis there on his own accord? Did Hans take over Lewis? But I think, first of all, are we saying Gordon is fired? Do we have any sort of inkling, any sort of evidence on whether Gordon was fired or not?
I think, yes, he's fired. Duckworth says, pack your things. I think Ducksworth would maybe embellish some things to make it so that he would win any kind of case. Just like, look, you had how many moving violations in a year? And like, we still kept you on. It's just like, no, we'll just say that
yeah.
you violated terms of your like administrative leave. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
And it could also be like, hey, he was spending all his time, you know, on this hockey coaching job instead of being a lawyer. And that's what he was doing. And it's also, you can be like, oh, direct insubordination. You know, we told you to not pursue this thing with, you know, the league, and you did. And so yeah. you're fired. Like, direct, you know, insubordination.
Yeah, we might need a lawyer on this, but obviously Gordon sliding out thin ice. He probably could have been fired just for the DUI right away. Ducksworth tries to help him, has him do community service. Gordon fulfills his commitment and continues on with community service. That's sort of how I am reading it. So yeah, did he have grounds for wrongful termination? I guess the only way he might have is the documentary footage. If he gets his hands on that early and says, like, he made a threat to me and this is not about my insubordination, this is about these kids. But at the same time, I don't know, like, if that's still legal, because Duckworth, depending on the contract, you can fire basically at will. So it could get messy in the legal system here. But I don't know. I would say no as well. I don't think he has grounds for a wrongful termination suit either, because of just his past indiscretions here. So,
yeah, I think, though, if Bombay were to, like, leak everything to like the Minneapolis Star Tribune, you might have a pretty good story there that sees Ducksworth like resign as well, where Bombay yeah. doesn't get his job back, but Ducksworth is gone.
Yeah, I think Ducksworth is definitely on thin ice. Who knows if, you know, what happens with O'Reilly and Phil Banks, like, they might be pulled into it. It becomes a huge mess if Bombay wants it to be a huge mess. So it's really,
I could see Bombay like not doing it, because he's kind of turned over a new leaf by right. that point. And Adam Banks is screwed if he kind of pursues it, right? And so he decides he doesn't need to do it.
Right. I would agree with that. He's in sort of a peak for his, you know, morality, or yeah, I guess that's the right word for it, where, you know, he's feeling good about himself. He's helping these kids. It's not like he's regressed into the beginning of D2 or things like that. So I think he's just like, fine, I have enough money. I'm trying to win this championship for these kids, even though, you know, he's kind of secretly trying to win it for himself too. So yeah, I don't think he pursues it. I do think that is what happened if he does pursue it. So we're saying, was Gordon fired? Yes. Does he have grounds for a wrongful termination suit? Maybe, but he probably doesn't pursue it. So it comes to the question of Lewis, the driver, and he obviously sticks around after. Is he being paid at this point, or is he doing this out of his, you know, good heart, or does Hans take over the payment? Where do you see Lewis in this whole aspect of it?
So I think the question is Lewis just like a contracted driver, and he was just like, hey, you're paid for the whole season up front, whatever. Mm-hmm. If Bombay fails his terms of the community service, you still get paid.
Right.
So I think that would be the most, you know, logical explanation for what happens, you know. But was Lewis like one of Ducksworth's like fixers? Was he kind of like the guy who would get things done off the books, and this was his assignment? And so is he essentially breaking ties with Ducksworth, which I don't think he would. So I think Lewis was just contracted, and they said, you get paid no matter what, because they weren't sure if Bombay would fulfill his community service. And so Lewis is like, I'm already paid, so I'll just keep doing it. And it's like, it's all good. Like, I've got the car through the state championships, so I'll do it. And, you know, he probably like you know, likes the kids too. He's mm-hmm. he's grown to he's not as curmudgeonly, even though they ate some of his candy.
Yeah, I do like that. You know, he's obviously been around the driving circuit, you know, driving the tour bus for the Grand Funk Railroad. So I can see him working as, yeah,
it's a contractor.
Part of a contract organization there. Yeah. And then he's already been paid. He's like, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do, whether Bombay gets fired or not. So I'll do it. And I like these kids, so I'll hang around. I do like that. So myth busted, as they say. I don't know if they still say that, but myth busted anyway. So that is it for us. Vote in our poll. Again, the four nominees for Gee's dad, Gee/Fulton's dad, Val Kilmer, John Voight, Patrick Duffy, and J.K. Simmons. The poll will be in the show notes. It will be on Twitter, on Facebook, in the Discord, wherever you access us. The poll will be there. And
once we do have the poll winner, we will finalize the canon of Gee and Fulton's father.
Yes.
Because we've had a couple of different theories floating around, but once we know who plays him, we'll do that. And we'll also cast Gee and Fulton's mother.
Yes. This is an ongoing series with
the and maybe up. The woman who raised Fulton, if it's not going to be the mom.
I like this. We can really expand the universe here. So look forward to that in the future for us, thequacktech.com. Go there, contact us at QuackTechPod on Twitter, Facebook.com/QuackTechPod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you think the canon of Gee and Fulton and their dad's relationship is. And go to the Discord, join the Discord. It's lots of fun, lots of action going on there. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together. Quick!